My name is Albrecht Stachel, and I'm one of the principals in the enterprise of Mercedes-Benz Restoration at Brooklyn Motorenwerke, but we're known to everyone as Brooklyn Motorworks. I was born in Berlin and then immigrated to this country when I was 14 years old. Inside of Mercedes-Benz product line, we particularly work on these rather large cars from the 50s. These are cars that are sort of in the pantheon of automobiles in the industrial world. This is a 1952 300S Cabriolet. And what's fascinating about this car is very early, it's got engine number one in it. Well, they're right here. Yeah, it's 000001. So it's the first production engine for this type of automobile.
Is it imprudent to ask how much a car like this would go for?
About $500,000, $650,000 in that quadrant. We get the clients where the cars are, East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, and overseas as well. We've done a car for some outfit in Dubai, and we've done a couple of cars for a man in India. When I work on this particular group of cars that we specialize in inside of the Mercedes lineup, I think of the individuals who build these cars, and the predominant thought that constantly works in my mind is to honor the lives of these human beings who wasted their lives building stupid cars. And, they went to work every day. They did everything they could to make these remarkable automobiles. And what they got for it is probably an okay living and retirement. And that was it. It took 980 man hours on average to build that car. And today's Ford Focus is 6 hours. So it gives you a sense of proportion. Entropy is our enemy. You know, we're just busy fighting Mother Nature, a fight you cannot win. So it's not all grease and dropping fluids and getting bolts off. It is an intellectual exercise of asserting your intensity to get this piece of chrome flawlessly aligned or this piece of wood refinished in the most exquisite sort of way. I get very involved in that stuff, intellectually and emotionally. Not that I cry, but I get frustrated if things don't work out properly the way I imagine they ought to. I don't look for cars, but at this point in time in my life, they just come find me, like love affairs. I don't have to have affairs with women. I just can't find another pretty car. I'm a glorious 67 years old. Retirement is not an option. As long as your mind is engaged, you are much more alive than you're waiting to sit around and die. I really enjoy what I do, and I hope to just keel over with a wrench in my hand one day.